So saying, the goddess laid a table, loading it with ambrosia and mixing ruddy nectar. And so the guide, the speedy-comer, drank and ate. But when the meal was ended, and his heart was stayed with food, then thus he answered her and said, "Goddess, you question me, a god, about my coming hither, and I will truly tell my story as you bid. Zeus ordered me to come, against my will. Who of his own accord would cross such stretches of salt sea, interminable? And no city of men at hand to make an offering to the gods and bring them chosen hecatombs. Nevertheless, the will of aegis-bearing Zeus no god may cross or set at naught. He says a man is with you, the most unfortunate of all who fought for Priam's town 9 years, and in the 10th destroyed the city and departed home. They, on their homeward way, offended Athena, who raised ill winds against them and a heavy sea. Thus all the rest of his good comrades perished, but wind and water brought him here. This is the man whom Zeus now bids you send away, and quickly, too. For it is not ordained that he shall perish far from friends. It is his lot to see his friends once more, and reach his high-roofed house and native land." As he said this, Calypso, the heavenly goddess, shuddered, and speaking in winged words, she said, "Hard are you gods, and envious beyond all, to grudge that goddesses should mate with men and take without disguise mortals for lovers. Thus when rosy-fingered Dawn chose Orion for her lover, you gods that live at ease straight so begrudged him that at Ortygia chased Artemis from her golden throne, attacked and slew him with her gentle arrows. Again, when fair-haired Demeter, yielding to her heart, met Jason in the thrice-ploughed field, not long was Zeus unmindful, but hurled a gleaming bolt and laid him low. So again now, you gods, grudge me the mortal tarrying here. Yet it was I who saved him as he rode astride his keel alone, when Zeus with a gleaming bolt smote his swift ship and wrecked it in the middle of the wine-dark sea. There all the rest of his good comrades perished, but wind and water brought him here. I loved and cherished him, and often said that I would make him an immortal, young forever. But since the will of aegis-bearing Zeus no god may cross or set at naught, let him depart, if Zeus commands and bids it, over the barren sea. Only I will not aid him on his way, for I have no ships fitted with oars, nor crews to bear him over the broad ocean ridges. But I will freely give him counsel, and not hide how he may come unharmed to his own native land.